Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you may be seated. Get your Bible and your pad and iPad and whatever else you got. Turn to Hebrews in your Bible, the 13th chapter of Hebrews. There's a verse there that clarifies the importance of praise. The importance of praise. And I want to tell you something about praise. Praise is celebrating, is a celebration of God Himself. Yep. You know, now you got a lot to celebrate. You're going to talk about God because He's the one gave us His Son, right? Yes, He's the one made the world, the earth, the moon, made me, made you. And He's still taking care of us. Yes. And so praise is celebrating God. Also, I want you to know, as you turn to Hebrews 13, I want to remind you, praise is the master key in the realm of the spirit. You got that? Praise is the master key in the realm of the spirit. Praise activates God quicker than prayer. I want you to know, before I start showing you these scriptures, that praise will change anything. Yes, hallelujah. You can praise your way out of anything that bothers you and praise yourself into the presence of God. Now, once you hit God's presence, there's a lot of things come with God's presence. I'll tell you in a few moments. Once you get in God's presence, really get in God's presence, there's a lot of things that come along with it that are not normal. You see, God's presence ushers you into another realm. A realm where there is no impossibility. I can't hear you. See? It's a realm full of breakthrough. You listening? It is a realm where nothing is impossible. Oh, man, you're robbing God here. Y'all don't believe that. It is a realm. You get to praising God, and God's presence shows up, and you get in a realm where nothing is impossible to you. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
Praise, like nothing else, activate and access benefits from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen very well, because before I read the verse, I want you to get this, prelude this, so you'll be ready when the Spirit start dealing with you. Praise start in the heart, not in the mouth. Real praise don't come just out the mouth. Praise start in the heart, then the mouth, then the hand, and end up in a dance. See, you get to praying God long enough, you can't stay still. Praise keep you from forgetting what God has done for you. Sometimes we forget. David won all of his battle because of praise. All of them. Listen. I'll go to the verse in a minute. Listen. I want you to hear this. What I said. David, you remember King David in the Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
You know God don't belong to David, right?
Yes, sir.
You know he's your God too, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen now, somebody about to get blessed right now.
Yes, sir.
David learned how to turn on victory because of praise.
Yes, sir.
What you dealing with? What you dealing with? See, if you understand what I'm saying this morning, You can take praise no matter what you're dealing with. Listen to me. And turn your victory on. Praise, let me say it this way. Praise is a victory switch you carry. If you ever learn how to switch, turn that switch of praise on, your enemy is defeated. Everybody's problem was just answered. I got a weak answer, but everybody's problem was just answered. I just give you a revelation that you don't find landing on the street. You got a prayer switch on the inside of you. If you turn that thing on, victory comes. Every time, nothing can stop praying. Prayers can be blocked. Prayers can't. You listening? Praise, when you begin to celebrate God, it's an invitation that God can never turn down. God must come when somebody prays him. You won't get God, you got confusion in your home, you won't get God in your home? Stop fussing and start praising. God come, he touch everybody's heart. Everybody come into harmony. I'm just trying to get you prepared for what we're going to do here today. Now, this verse is so powerful. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Just go ahead and look at it. Get acquainted with it. I'm going to tell you some things about it. We're going to deal with praise as the quickest access to God's presence. Now, to whet your spiritual appetite more by saying praise is the quickest access to God's presence. Now, when you talk about God's presence, write these down. You talk about all possibilities become available.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, when God come on the scene, everything become possible. How many agree with that?
Yes,
all right, so I want you to all breakthrough. Whatever breakthrough you need becomes available to you when you praise God and God show up, his presence show up.
Yes,
there's nothing can keep you out from the blessing of God.
Yes,
you have what I call total breakthrough.
Yes,
can I get an amen over here?
Yes.
Say total breakthrough.
Total.
You know what total breakthrough means? That means nothing can stop you, nothing can block you, nothing can hold you out. That's what it means. That means when God come on the scene, when you praise God, God come on the scene, you step through whatever been holding you back, whatever wall, whatever jail, whatever it was, sickness, disease, lack, limitation. You step through it because God bring you through it. You have the right to leave here this morning with total breakthrough. Man, I can go to my seat. Praise take you to a total breakthrough. You start praising God, God come, God bring all possibility and all breakthroughs with him. Not only that, when you praise God and God manifests his presence, all the world of the supernatural. Listen, how can I tell him, Lord? Praise brings you in the realm of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good.
miracles, all sign, all wonders, all uncommon living, all unusual blessing, all victory, all triumph. You activate your more than a conqueror anointing.
That's so good.
You're totally out of the realm of the flesh. Satanic powers become weak. When you start praising God, demons start bawling. Are you understanding this?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand you're not just in a church service? Do you understand divine power is being accessed at this present moment in this house? By the conviction and the consciousness of the Holy Ghost? Are you with me?
Yes,
do you recognize there's nothing that cannot be solved in this house today? Somebody answer me. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing in this room that cannot be solved this morning once I get my praise on. Praise activate miracles. It activates signs. It activates oneness. It activates God. It activates Jesus. It activates the Holy Ghost. It activates the kingdom. It activates the word. It activates heaven. It activates the angels. You dealing with something, you say, wait a minute, let me get my praise on. Notice this verse now. Notice this verse. It's 15 verse. I'm telling you, I want to tell you a few things about this 15 verse. By him. Now who is that? Who sacrificed for you?
Jesus.
All right, so, and who? And he sacrificed outside the gate. If you read up further. By him, therefore, by Jesus. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
Yes,
see where your prayers go, right?
Yes, sir.
To God, how often?
Continuously. Yes, sir.
Then this verse is so clear. It describes what it is. That is the fruit of our lip giving thanks to his name. The voice explained itself. Let me read it again. By him, by Jesus. See, don't try to do it by yourself. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. In case you don't know what it is, that is the fruit of our lips giving what?
Thanks.
Thanks to who? To his name. Now, here, the Lord is revealing to us praise pathway. What you can expect to happen on the pathway of praise. I just told you now that wonders, signs, wonders, miracles, victory, triumph. I just told you some of it. But that praise puts you on a pathway that no other way you can get to it. I wish somebody waved their hand to God right now. See, it puts you on a pathway. Praise is a divine pathway that the enemy can't walk on. When you praise God, listen to me, and you get to a certain point, you get on that pathway, there's a halt sign for all your problems. There's a halt sign for the enemy. They can't travel this path. The angels say, "Halt! Don't go no further." When a person is praising God, when the enemy comes, he's trespassing. And you got a right to put him off that path. He cannot walk the pathway of praise. Somebody better praise the Lord now. The Holy Ghost just give you the answer to all of your problems. But I said, the Holy Ghost just give you the answer to all. Now, you can't say this naturally, but you can say it spiritually. I'll never fail another day in my life. Because I know how to praise it. Can you see what I'm saying? See, I don't want to go too far and leave you. Can you see what I'm saying? Come on, let me finish explaining. Sit down. You want me to quit already? I just started. Why is praising God a sacrifice? The word sacrifice means to kill or slaughter for a purpose. When you praise God, you kill the flesh. Who keep getting in the way? Come on, what we gonna do now? Look at that. See how bad it looked? So praise kill our pride. It kills fear and worry. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Anybody here worried about anything? I just told you how to kill it. Anybody here have fear about they're not gonna make it? I just told you how to kill it. Praise slaughter worry. Praise slaughter fear. Your days of worrying are over if you hear what the apostle's saying to you. You can't praise God and worry at the same time. Once those hands go up, worry flees. We offer praise by his cross, his blood, his love gift of life and forgiveness to us. Keep your praise as a living sacrifice. Now, sit down. Let me give you some insight on praise. Turn to Psalm 113. Man, we just slaughter all worry in your life. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it almost... If I couldn't think in the spirit, I would almost say this is impossible. I just learned how to kill worry. I just learned how to kill all fear in my life. I just learned how to remove all impossibilities. I see it out here. I see the Spirit of God. See, y'all grab this stuff. Now grab it because it's real strong. We're in another realm. We're moved to another level in this church, you know. From this day forward, you will be a full participant of divine substance. I'm hearing this now. You will never be left out again. God said you'll never be left out. You'll never be forsaken again. He always going to be right there to take care of you as you're praising. Do you know God is addicted to praise? He got to have it. Guess what happened to who give it to him? You had Psalm 113? You found it yet? Listen. Praise is the missing ingredient that causes many Christians to struggle and remain frustrated in their lives. So what are you saying there? That when you learn to praise life, you remove suffering and frustration. You remove suffering and frustration. Suffering and frustration can't stay in the presence of a person who prays in God. Let's get a scripture base for that. Psalm 113. You mean to tell me that I know how to deal with frustration? And that I am not going to struggle anymore in my life? You either believe this word or you don't believe it. See, you've been trying to pray your way out of struggle. You've been trying to confess your way out of struggle. And the Lord help you. But I'm talking about a direct line here now. Once you raise your hand, Lord, I pray. Bam, God, show up. No demon can block it. No enemy can block it. Once you go to praise him, that's between you and him. Bam, God, show up. In the room where you are. In the car where you are. I'm not ashamed of praise. For it's the power of God. That's what it is. I must not minister like a rookie. Right. Yes, sir. I must salah. And let this apostolic grace get on you. And you must live beyond normal people. You must live like you got a God on your side. You must not look like the man with no God. How you gonna get saved? Right. Nobody here can be a regular Christian no more. There's no reason for you not to, to function in the power of God. Your promotion cometh to you today. Psalm 75 said, promotion don't come from the east nor the west. Promotion coming from the Lord. It's time for us to go to another level. Who in agreement with me? Psalm 113, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Third verse says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name, what? Is to be praised. You see that? The Lord's name is to be celebrated. You're in the middle of a problem and you just stop. Say, I just celebrate you, Lord. Devil say, she out of her mind. She don't know what I'm trying to do. I just celebrate you, Lord. He know he's losing. I'm showing y'all little secrets. This work. At your house. You don't have to be at church for this to work. I just celebrate you, Lord. I just praise your holy name. See, y'all looking for something tough. You got to cry and squeeze and turn all kind of colors. No, I just celebrate you. Thank you what you've done for me. Y'all so complicated. Y'all complicated Christians. No, no, I just praise your name. It's easy, man. It's easy. We made it tough. We made it tough. We got to pray 3 hours to get a hold of God. Instant. I just praise your name. I see some of y'all can't do it because your flesh stuck. You're stuck in the flesh. When you're stuck in the flesh, you're always going to have a mess. You got to lose it, man. You can't let your ugly cousin stop you from praising God. They all start to, they all, you know, yeah, that's for Sunday. They all start, no, I praise him every day. They call you a party pooper. You praise God at a party and everybody wants that old raunchy dance, leave. Everybody won't move no more. Somebody gonna raise their hand. See, I just praise the Lord. See, that's why I don't go to a party. I'm a party pooper. Because I'm going to praise him. I don't care where I'm going to praise him. You invite me to your house and the party going on, everybody talking to them. If the praise come on, thank you, Lord. He said, where'd she come from now? We ain't doing this now. We're not doing this right now. This is no time for this. There's no time to be praising on God now. We having a good time now. You see it? Y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about. See, that's the way they do us. But Jesus said, they was out there calling him, said, come on, let's talk. Jesus said, no, I ain't got time to talk. I'm up in here. I'm doing ministry. If you're not doing ministry, you're not my mother. You're not my sister. And you're not my brother. I'm not coming out to you. You got to come in here. Y'all know how we change when we get around them other folks. We let our God be silent because we don't want to be different. No, I'm not talking about being a fanatic. The Holy Ghost know what to do, but I'm talking about if the Lord tell you to do something, you need to do it. Don't invite me no more. I'll buy me one. You didn't get it. have my own party. Well, we can praise him. So, your struggles, all struggle the rest of your life. You hear me, Anthony? All frustration, they surely will come, but you know how to deal with it. I promise you, no struggle and no frustration can stay in your life or in your home if you start praising God. Sit down a minute. Let me read this first one to you again. Praise is the missing ingredient that causes many Christians to struggle and remain frustrated in their life. You got it? See, that's not going to happen to me. Because the apostle taught me different. I know how to deal with struggles and frustration. What you do? You ready? I don't know if you're ready for this. Because this is an indictment almost. Isaiah 43. Every now and then a little gush wind gonna hit you. Well, don't praise the Lord when it hits you, you know. Yeah, don't act like it, nothing ain't hitting you. Something hitting you. I know something hitting you up in here. Yeah, the Lord here. I know something happening to you right now. Don't say that like you normal. Try. You know something going on. You know you got a few struggles you want to shake. You know the Lord didn't answer something here. You know you got a few frustration in your family you need to get rid of. You know that. You know God giving you an answer. God stopped talking when people don't praise him. When people don't say thank you, God just quit. I'm going to outdate some of y'all. How many of y'all remember pack a sack? You better pack your sack this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, don't miss this. It's a powerful insight about praise. Insight about the wonders of praise. I'm going to give you number two. The purpose for which God created you and me for is to praise him. What? Isaiah 43:21. I want you to read this because you're going to have to read this. I got another one I want you to read too. Read Isaiah 43:21. So I was made. Yes, sir. To praise him. That's what he made me for. Ain't no rock gonna praise him in my place. Ain't no moon, sun, or star gonna praise him in my place. Ain't no tree gonna clap his hand in my place. I'm gonna praise him myself. I'm made to praise him. I go so far as this. God need praise. God put himself in a point that he need praise. Can't you see why you've been tantalized with so much stuff? You know your God powerful. Yes. Right? Yes. all your delays in prayer is over. Because you're going to praise him and pray at the same time. Satan said, don't teach him how to praise him. No, don't teach him how to pray, but don't teach him how to praise him. Because they're going to start getting instant answers. I hear this in my spirit. Take it if it's for you. Somebody in here been waiting long enough. It's time. It's time. It's, woo, woo, it's time for it to happen right here, right now. I've been waiting long enough. I receive. I get my answer, $600 check. I get my answer today. I'm through waiting. I found out how to get there. Everything you've been waiting for is about to show up right now because you know how to praise God. Your husband is changing. Your wife is changing. Your children is changing. Your job is changing. Your body is changing. Your finances are changing right now. Every stuck you are in, you're pulling out right now. Everything that's been holding you in bondage. God always, he knows everything, but he said, who that got their hand up? Who that prayed in my name? Who that said that hallelujah? Who that said glory to God? What? That's that girl. What? You see me? What? What? I receive. That's a $100 check. I receive. Listen. Let me show you another verse. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I receive. That's a $500 check. Let me show you another voice. You were made to praise it. Say, I was made to praise it. I don't care what your, what do you call it? This is not my demeanor. I just don't do this. No, you got to praise it. You got to praise it. You can't take your personality or whatever you will call it, and I'm looking for a word. You can't take it and don't praise God. You ain't all that. Shoot. Did he give you arm? You ought to be able to lift him to him. Did he give you a hand? You ought to be able to lift him hand. Did he wake you up this morning? God deserves your praise. Say, God deserves my praise. And I'm going to give it to him. And I'll never lose another battle. See, you praise your way out of jail. You know Paul and Silas praise their way out of jail, right? You praise till all your walls fall. Jericho wall fell, right? You praise till all your giants die. Goliath died, didn't he? You praise till all your Red Seas open up. The Red Sea opened up, didn't you? You prayed till fire can't burn you. The fire couldn't burn it. You praise him to the lion. All he can do is roar, but he can't bite you. Praise him till your bread multiplies. Praise him till your life can't hold what he's giving you. You're running, your cup running over. You praise him, boy. You better praise him. Look at his voice. Out of clothes. Look at his voice, man. Look at his voice. Look at his voice.
I got something to tell you. Then I'm going to read his voice. I'll say it first, Peter. Then we're going to read his voice. I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you. Y'all got to calm. After I tell you this, y'all got to calm down so I can read his voice. I'm going to tell you something. I heard something just now. You want me to tell you what I heard? God's people are catching on about their God. Now, don't be afraid. See, you do this by faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
Everything.
Yes,
so, sir. Anybody in here can do this.
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
Don't be afraid. All right? You go this week coming up, right? This week. And you're dealing with something Tuesday or Wednesday. Don't be afraid.
Right.
Just look. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you. You sure been good to me. Hallelujah. And listen, you're going to get an answer. Praise never make a request without an answer. Nothing can block a praiser. And it don't take long. You understand what I'm saying? I'll just go on down to her here. You want that house? Praise him. Praise him. I mean, if it's real. Just praise him. You dealing with material thing down here. Y'all get so spiritual. God knows that. You want your husband? Praise him. You want your wife? Praise him. There's somewhere. Listen, the Lord told me. The Lord told me about my daughter. I got one daughter. Our first marriage didn't work. I missed it. She didn't miss it. I missed it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got too tired of families. I missed it. Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to the Lord about it. You know, I prayed to the Lord and talked to the Lord about it. I'm sitting in my kitchen table. The Lord told me, I have a ram caught in the thicket. He showed up.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right, dear son-in-law. Give me no problem. God sent him. My daughter didn't go in the bar room looking for him. I mean, he told me. You remember Isaac, right? Abraham dealing with Isaac. He said, I have a ram in the thicket. I rested my case. I didn't pray about it no more. I didn't talk about it no more. God has spoken. All I did was pray them for it. First Peter 2:9. Now, remember you'll be an address here. The scriptures are addressing you. Now notice what the night voice said. But you are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. He call you something. God call you some name. You're a chosen generation. You're wrong. Priesthood and holy nation. You're not regular people. Why are you not regular people? Because you can touch another realm. I look at some of y'all, I don't know whether y'all save or not. But y'all don't seem to know who I'm talking about. Y'all don't seem to know who I'm talking about. Greater and mighty is he. I feel him all in my hand up here. I don't know what y'all doing up in here. I feel the presence of God. Something about to happen up in here. I didn't come here to entertain you. Anything up here yet? Do y'all know how to deal with things better since you've been here this morning? I didn't say you had to be perfect. I didn't say perfect, I said praising. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, if you read that on surface, you don't understand what he's saying. Not just light, but marvelous light received, sir. That's a $512 check. Not just light, but his marvelous light.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my
Jesus. When his marvelous light come,
yes, sir,
all darkness and damnation must leave.
Yes,
when you walk in a room, 11 o'clock at night, it's pitch dark. You walk up and you hit that switch.
Right.
What darkness do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Praise turned the marvelous light on. The marvelous light don't just undock in a room. The marvelous light undock everything in your life. A husband haunts his wife and say, I'm about to turn the light on up here. The marvelous light. Praise, listen to me. I got to close. Praise, turn the marvelous light on. Praise, turn the miracle light on. You will not be defeated no more. You mess around and say, thank you, Jesus. That's a $100 check. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what, that light come on. Say it now. Light just came on. Everything you're dealing with is being dealt with right now. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Ha! Ha! Nothing can put this light out. That's why it says a marvelous light.
It's a marvelous light.
You see what I'm saying, son? I feel you feel the presence? I feel the presence of the Lord, boy. Hallelujah. That's a $100 check. I receive. I receive. That's a $50 check. I just, money just follow me. You know, I got this ministry, and it just So don't get, just listen to what I'm saying. You, is this your money?
Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
You get all off track. I just told you how to turn the marvelous light on, and you get to worry about money. I can't walk in my subdivision. Money come to me. Hundreds of dollars. I just go for a walk.
Come on. Come on.
I keep trying to put this anointing on you, but you get worried about when it happened to me. Let it happen. That's right. This marvelous light. I'll give you one more. I'm going to give you one more. We always had one for the road. We're getting drunk up in here. Let's take another sip of the power of praise. I'm telling you, I don't know how much destruction have come to the enemy kingdom this morning. It's a kingdom of darkness, and you have learned how to turn on the marvelous light. Light of miracles, signs, and wonders in your personal life, in your family, in your loved one. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Now, I actually have 50 insight about praise. Turn to Psalm 22, verse 3. Reverend, you don't know, I really had a problem when I came here. Man, you taught me something today. Yes. Praise is that powerful, man? Yes. I've been putting up with some stuff I don't need to put up with, man. I've been trying to get an answer. You give me my answer today. Yes. God show up for praise faster than anything else. That's powerful, boy. Notice what Psalm 22:3 says, but thou art holy, O thou, huh? That inhabit the praise of Leroy. Amen. Hazel, yeah, Hazel too. Ronnie. He inhabit your praise. See, he just used Israel because he had Israel. We got to get this thing out the Bible. We got to get it out. He inhabit birth of praise. See, he got the essence. He got the inhabit praise. Whoever the praiser, he going to inhabit that praiser. God has put himself in an irrevocable position that if somebody prays me, I got to habitat that praise. Why worry when you can praise? Why worry when you can pray? You heard from the old school, they said Jesus can work it out. When you pray them, Jesus start working it out. Heaven can't be still when somebody prays in God. The angels stretch out their wings. What they want, Lord? What you want us to do? Somebody praising you over there. I got to close. I give the Holy Ghost an A for what he taught us today. I said, what? 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 Let me look at this a minute. Whew. Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into Solomon, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Now I want you to think about this in as we come to a close here. This third insight. You got the first two?
Yes, sir.
Who don't have the first two? So I can give them to you. Lord have mercy. You didn't get the first two? You didn't. Yes, she got her hand up. You didn't get the first two. Let me read them to you right quick. Lord have mercy. I know. I don't be wasting my time. Number one, praise is the missing ingredient that causes many Christians to struggle and remain frustrated in their lives. Number two, the purpose for which God created you and me for is to praise him. Number three, when we don't give thanks, we are out of the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let me read these one or two scriptures to you, and then we got it. First I get it three. But you remember now, I have 47 more. Don't you go to staying home on me. You're going to miss 47. When we don't give thanks, we are out of the will of God. Why pray? Why read scripture? You are out of the will of God. You ain't give no thanks. Can you see that? Look what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says. In everything, give thanks. That is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. See, thanksgiving is praise. And it's the will of God. If you're not doing it, thanksgiving is one of the major secrets of life and attitude of appreciation. Psalm 92:1. Tell me when you're there. Wave your hand when you're there. Psalm 92:1. Y'all up on that board, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, quit bringing your Bible. You're watching that board. See, I find it quick. All I want you to do is get it. You can watch the board. Go ahead. It is a good thing. To give thanks unto the Lord. And to sing praises unto his name. What it is? Good thing. Psalm 104 in my closing verse. Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter. Into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's a powerful verse, John. Enter into his gate. That means he who prays the gate's going to be open for them. My wife and I yesterday were studying about the higher court, the courts of heaven. Well, when you're dealing with something, don't deal with the problem. Go to heaven and get a judgment on it. Get a verdict from heaven, then come back and tell you what you're going to do. See, we got a tendency to be dealing with the problem down here, but there's a teaching called the courts of heaven. Every person I recommend that court to, I mean, there was a big case with hundreds of thousands of dollars in it. The man asked me what to do. I said, take it to the higher court. He come back, give me some money. He said, I won that thing, man. I said, yeah, I know you'll win. You can't lose. Glory to God. The courts of heaven. Say the courts of heaven. Yeah. Before you go to praying about something, get a verdict on it.
Yes, sir.
Get a verdict on it. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. It's $100. I receive. Get a verdict on it. Get a judgment on it. Then come back and tell you what he's going to do. See, there's a court higher than the Supreme Court. The angels on that court. The blood of a better covenant is on that court. The blood of sprinkling. Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant.
Yes.
Hebrews 12, 21. On that court.
Yes, sir.
Be thankful to his name. Stand on your feet and raise your hand. Praise God. Thank God for this morning. Thank God for you listening. Thank God for the Holy Ghost power. Huh? Thank God our life will never be the same again. Lord, we appreciate your word.